Hey, this
Log Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Donna. Good Sunday evening. And today we're going to talk about vision boards. I'm sure you've seen them before. You want to know, what are they? Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you that this is one of the most exciting things you can do for yourself. And if you're trying to guess what you want your future to look like, you can use this tool to map it out. So vision boards, what are they? Well, vision boards are a collage of your dreams. And they're a bunch of pictures that you're going to pick out. And you want to know, why would you make a vision board? Because with a vision board, you actually actively select your dreams. Not just a generalization. You choose the pictures that you want of the things that you want in your life. And this makes your dreams are solidified and they become more attainable to you by the way that you use the vision board. So you make a vision board because you actively are creating your dream life. All right? How do you make a vision board? Well, you want to get lots and lots of magazines. Now, I'm not just talking about the ones that you normally would get. So maybe you just normally get a Cosmo or a Sports Illustrated, you know, generalization, men, women. But you want to get copies of magazines which focus on the things that are your dreams and your goals. So for me and for you, here's a list of things, of kind of magazines that you would get. Travel magazines, where do you want to go? You know, National Geographic has some good magazines. There's also travel magazines. How about cars? You might want to have that nice racy sports car, or maybe you want a green car. Get the latest car magazine so you can, you know, pick out what you want from that magazine. Houses. How about a book that has beautiful houses in it? And you might even, I have done this before, I've gone to get one of those magazines, you know, you see them at like convenience stores and they have all the houses that are for sale in your area, or you can go online and look at the houses in for sale in the area where you want to live and print off a picture from the internet. You can also do this with condos. Maybe you want to take a pictures of the inside, get the pictures of the inside also. You can also, instead of just, you know, doing magazines, you can also take pictures of houses that are where you want to live or maybe in your neighborhood or the inside of condos if you've gone to like an open house or something, which is really a cool idea. and you can just take pictures and use those. But magazines are so easy, and they're beautiful. You know, they're supposed to be beautiful because photographers are paid very well for those. I know I was a photographer for over 20 years. Okay, how about a magazine on boats? Maybe that's your dream. It could be a fishing boat. It could be a John boat. It could be a yacht, right? How about that? How about a magazine? Like, if you have always wanted to have children and you, for some reason, have had difficulty having children, or you want desperately to be a mom or dad in the future, how about a magazine that has children in it? You know, a lot of different magazines have children in them, Working Mother, and all different kinds, you know, Good Housekeeping. There are children and pets. You might want a picture of a pet that you would really like in all kinds of generalized magazines, like your everyday magazine. Friends and social circles. Well, to increase your social life and your circle of friends, why not put some pictures of people out having some fun somewhere, out having a drink, out dancing, going to a theme park, having fun, and any kind of activity that you would like to have with someone. So let's see. I'm testing this. Let me see. All right. Can you hear me? I hope so. It's showing me that I don't have you on here. Don't you love it? Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see. I sure hope that you've been hearing all this that we've gone through so far. Okay. Can you hear me? I hope so. All right. So I'm hoping that you can hear me. I really pray that you have been able to hear this podcast so far. Okay, so one of the things, there are so many things. You could, how about a magazine with jewelry in it? How about a magazine with perfume? I know I love perfume. I'd love to have all the exotic kinds of perfume. Okay, how about a magazine with all of the adventures you'd like to take, like rock climbing, pictures of people rock climbing, pictures of people water skiing, going to a basketball game, going places, going to plays. These are all the things, any goal that you have that you want to show in your life, this is what you can do. Cut out all those pictures. Now, you're going to have lots and lots of pictures, but I want you to just narrow it down to about one for each of your dreams that you have. And these are the materials that you will need to make your vision board. A lot of people make them on a white poster board, but I think you should use a white foam board, like the kinds that they're completely white, but maybe like a photographer would use to put some light underneath your chin or something. If you go to the store and you ask for a white foam board, they'll know exactly what you mean. I know they have them at the Dollar Tree, and they don't have to be expensive. It's just so much more of an upgrade from the plain white poster board, which comes apart, so, you know, and disintegrates really easy. This will last a long time for you. Glue. I use a white glue or something like an Elmer's glue, and you can put it in a bowl, put them in a bowl, and you're going to use a paintbrush. Now, the reason you're going to use a paintbrush is you're going to paint some glue down, and then you're going to stick your picture on it, and you're going to smooth it out with your hand. Now, everything can overlap. This is like a collage of your dreams, so everything can be like smushed all in the center, or you can put, you know, different categories there if you would like to. This is all about you, so you can do what you want to. First, you're going to need scissors to cut out these from magazines. Hopefully this is already done when you get to this stage. You've done that first. Embellishments. You can put all kinds of embellishments for fun. You know, maybe you like a lot of glittery things. Maybe you've got some, maybe you could get like a ribbon that says number one on it, or maybe you could get some tickets or makeup tickets that say, you know, opera or an NBA team like the Magic, go Magic, and everything that you really want and places that you want to go, maybe a brochure. And what you're going to do is you're going to paint, glue on with the paintbrush, like I told you, all of your items that are your goals and put them on your vision board. And, oh, I think somebody's in here. Looked like somebody was coming in the door, but no, they're not. Okay, so this is going to be your project, okay? If you could make this project this week, I'm going to give you a time limit here. Let's cut it. Let's get all the magazines together this week, all right? And you don't have to, like, spend a lot of money on this. There are doctor's offices, hair salons, your public library. All these places have used magazines. You can get them for free. You can ask friends. Ask friends for some magazines. You probably have a couple
magazines, I think.
I've got about 10 of them around my house just kind of hanging out. So everybody can get a hold of some free magazines. You may have to buy some that are like the yacht magazines or the, you know, different ones. It's maybe a travel magazine. But there are also brochures at AAA if you go there. I'm getting my 90-second alarm now. Of course, it's already happened. So sorry. This went really fast today, but I really like talking to you. So this week, I want you to go ahead and get together all those magazines. The next step is going to be cutting them out, and then the next step is going to be creating that beautiful vision board. And what you do with that vision board is you put it where you can see it when you wake up. Where you can wake up each day, and that's the first thing you see when you wake up. Now, some people put it on their ceiling, kind of like over the top, right? Yeah, it is actually over the top, but I put mine where I can see it on the wall as I get up from bed. I'm facing it, and it just kind of reminds you, hey, this is all for me. This is what I think is important. This is what my goals are. And as soon as you focus on these dreams and start acting on achieving them, you will get them all. Now, action is part of it. When you see something happen, when you see that opportunity, you got to go for it. Okay, well, I got to say goodbye. Give me an email at donna.clark123@gmail.com, and I'll see you next week. Love to you all. Bye.